Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've talked before about the Science of Parenting website and blog resource available from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. The topic for the month of February is the Parenting Dance. The Parenting Dance is the mix between a child's natural style or temperament and the parent's approach and response. It's called the parenting dance because parenting is often like dancing. Sometimes, even with practice, partners in the parenting process may step on each other's toes and not get all the moves right. However, the parenting dance has a greater chance for success when the parent knows how to read the child and take the child's lead and communicate. Human science specialists from ISU Extension and Outreach offer their suggestions and resources on this topic in the Science of Parenting blog throughout the month of February. Getting the right mix in the parenting dance takes the right practice, particularly with a child who is shy or slow to learn to warm up to new routines or environments, according to one of our human science specialists in family life that will be heading up the blog this month. These kids are very cautious and may have a wait-and-see attitude, but parents and caregivers can help them prepare for change and they will adapt very well. Our family life specialists will be discussing throughout the month of February topics such as temperament, ways for parents to encourage children to try new experiences without fear, also topics such as being overprotective and the negative effects of limiting those stressful situations and not allowing children to learn the coping skills they may need later in life. On the Science of Parenting blog and website, there is an initial post as well as a four-minute podcast introducing the topic. There will also be additional updates on specific topics related to finding balance in parenting added throughout the month. There's also archives of different topics that have been featured in past months, such as many different articles that were posted throughout the month of January discussing learning about language skills and how language skills develop, how parents can help develop those language skills in infants through toddlers, through preschoolers, school age, and beyond, helping support those language skills. Of course, there are many additional topics available and resources available to help parents from ISU Extension and Outreach. For specific topics on parenting, you can either look back through the Science of Parenting website to find a topic that is of interest to you. You can also search on the ISU Extension website or look through the store for a variety of publications and resources. There are a variety of very specific topics addressed in many of these publications, such as an entire series designed for parents and caregivers of children in those toddler years, dealing with tough issues such as teething, potty training, temper tantrums, and more, as well as a series of newsletters for folks who may be transitioning into parenting or caregiving for someone in the teen and tween years and starting to tackle challenges such as communication, independence, and things of those nature. Of course, for more information on any of these things, you can find those online or visit our office to find out more information and get those resources for yourself. We also have a variety of resources for childcare providers, certainly another very important component in caring for children in our communities in Cass County. Cass County is a certified child care training provider through DHS, and we're excited to have a child care provider training coming up next week in Cass County. Cass County child care providers and any interested parents or grandparents as well are invited to attend a professional development opportunity in Atlantic as a partnership between the Cass County Extension and the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. The workshop focuses on food safety and is called Don't Give Kids a Tummy Ache. It'll be held Monday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Y in Atlantic. We'll discuss a little more about how to tell if tummy aches are caused by flu or seasonal illness or a foodborne illness. We will discuss how food becomes unsafe, how to protect the children we care for from becoming sick, because of the food they eat. Find answers to many questions while learning the basics of preventing foodborne illness and playing Fight Back Bingo. The workshop does qualify for 2 hours of licensing credit for CACFP providers and will be taught by Barb Fuller, ISU Extension and Outreach Human Sciences Specialist in Nutrition and Wellness based in Southwest Iowa. Pre-registration is required by this Friday, February 13th, by calling the Extension office. Registered child care providers can also go on the DHS Child Care Training Registry and register for the class. There is a $10 registration fee to cover materials, and that can be payable at the door or to Cass County Extension if you stop in the office to register. For more information on that, you can give us a call, 243-1132, or stop in the Extension office. You can also find more information on the class as well as a registration form on our website for Cass County Extension. Finally, I want to mention a few training opportunities for ag producers that we have coming up on February 24th. First of all, we have a day-long estate planning and family farm transfer workshop. Southwest Iowa farm families are invited to learn about options best for your operation and your family at this workshop, happening at 9:30 a.m. and going till 4 p.m. at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. This day-long workshop will give participants tools to help have those discussions about estate planning and transferring family farm assets, as well as a Q&A session at the end to ask specific questions. Topics include setting goals for estate planning and family farm transfer and succession, as well as types of property ownership, federal estate and gift taxes, as well as Iowa inheritance tax, business entities, strategies for transferring family farm assets, as well as topics such as nursing home insurance and the equitable treatment of on- and off-farm heirs when making an estate plan. Presenters are Kelvin Leibold, ISU Extension Farm and Ag Business Management Specialist, and Aaron Herbold-Swalwell, who is an ag specialized attorney based out of Des Moines. The cost for the day is $30 per person or $50 per couple or pair. Anyone who registers together would qualify for the couples or pair discount, whether it be spouses, a parent and child, siblings, or anyone else who is in a family farming relationship and needs to be involved in the estate planning discussion. We do encourage multiple folks to attend together, which is one of the reasons for the discount for more than one person from the same operation to attend. Again, for more information or to get registered, we do request that folks be pre-registered by February 19th so we can plan to have all meals available as well as materials available. The information on that is again posted on our website. To learn more about this or any upcoming extension program, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by the extension office, 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds, or find us online anytime for additional program information and registration forms. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.